I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
AITA for exposing my wife's affair with a TV actor, which affected the outcome of our divorce. My wife and I are both 36 years old and have been married for exactly 8 years. The whole situation stings even more because our anniversary was just 2 weeks ago. Anyway, all you need to know for context is that we don't have children, and we've always been big fans of television and movies. It might sound boring, but she really doesn't have any major hobbies beyond that. I used to be a big gamer, but I kind of aged out of it, and this is important. There's a TV show about to start its fourth season that I'm kinda into, but my wife absolutely loves it. I don't want to say too much so it's not obvious which one, but it's pretty popular. One particular actor from that series has always caught my wife's eye, and it can be quite annoying. I've dealt with women obsessing over attractive celebrities before, and it can get exhausting. They gush over him right in front of you, but if you did the same with some supermodel, they wouldn't speak to you for a week. Double standards. This actor, let's call him Nolan to avoid giving too much away, isn't super famous. If you watch the show in question, you'd know his face, but most people haven't seen him in anything else, so he's far from an A-list celebrity like Willem Dafoe or DiCaprio. It's hard to even call him B-list because his only well-known production is that series. Sure, his IMDb page lists several other movies and shows, but none were popular. As a film buff, I feel I'm in a good position to state that. So yeah, I can call him a C-list celebrity, and I'm not saying that out of spite because of what happened later. Let me take you back to a conversation I had with my wife once, which I've replayed in my head several times. She saw this guy on TV and started going on and on about how handsome he was, how great his body was, how attractive his voice was, and so on. Then, out of nowhere, she says, "I want him to be on my free pass list." I was very confused, so I asked her to clarify what a free pass was. To me, that only makes sense in, like, a high school dare context, so it was illogical. I bet many of you already know what it is, but for those who don't, a free pass is a stupid expression for a person someone in a committed relationship can sleep with without it being considered cheating. When she said that, I let out an incredulous laugh and told her how ridiculous it was for her to even say something like that in front of me. That ended in an argument that night, but before bed, I realized it was basically impossible for her to ever get the chance to sleep with Nolan. What bothered me was the disrespect of her saying she still desired someone else. If you feel desire for someone, that's fine, but admitting it in front of your husband is insane. For the next few days, I still felt very affected by the disrespect and even considered making up some supermodel as my free pass just to throw it in her face, but it felt childish. I decided to be a mature adult and had a serious talk with her about how disrespectful I found her comment and her obsession with that actor. She apologized, though she didn't seem to truly understand why I had been upset. We left it at that. Over the next few months, maybe 6 or 7, she messed up at least 5 times while watching the show or on social media, saying silly things like how irresistible Nolan was. The first 2 times I ignored it, but after that, I just gave up because I was tired of having uncomfortable conversations. However, it made me wonder why she found it so hard to avoid things that disrespected me. I've messed up before with things she didn't like, but I never repeated the same mistake more than once. Obviously, as the months went by, Nolan became a sore spot for me. I started to get angry every time I saw his face on the show, but hey, it was still just a face on the screen, so I shouldn't worry, right? Wrong. A Comic-Con type event was going to be held in a city a few hours' drive away, and thanks to Nolan's Instagram account, my wife found out he would be there for an autograph session. She didn't consult me about whether she could go. She simply informed me she was going. She spent the 2 weeks leading up to it obsessing, talking about it nonstop. At that point, I still loved her very much, but her obsession was already deeply irritating. In fact, I got so frustrated that I blurted out, "I really don't think it's a good idea for you to go if you're going to act so obsessed." She shot me a horrible look, but I decided to press on. Seriously, I don't think you should go. It's out of town, and you didn't even run it by me before deciding. She said nothing and left the room. But honestly, I felt relieved to have gotten it off my chest. I assumed she'd gotten the message, until the day of the event when I saw her dragging her suitcase towards the door. I asked her where she was going, and she told me to the other city for the convention. My jaw dropped. I really didn't think she would do it. My ride is coming. I'm going with Susie, a friend of hers who had cheated on her husband twice, though the poor guy had no idea. We're staying in a hotel tonight, so I won't be back until tomorrow morning. To say I was furious would be an understatement. This whole situation touched a very sensitive nerve for me, but I decided to let her go and deal with the consequences later. In retrospect, it was a bad idea, but I wasn't going to physically restrain her. I guess I had no choice. Maybe I should have tried harder to stop her from going, but if I had, I wouldn't know what I know now. That day passed with almost no communication from her, aside from a short text when she arrived at the bus station and another when she got to the city. After that, silence until the next morning. I swear I called her at least 7 times, and she didn't answer, which was incredibly stressful. We weren't on good terms, but I still worried she might be in danger in a city she didn't know well. I turned into an Instagram stalker, checking stories from the event and Nolan's, hoping to see her. Among some 34 stories, I finally saw her in one. At least I knew she had made it to the convention safely, which calmed me down a bit, but I was still pretty angry. 7 missed calls, and she didn't even have the decency to return one. That would just add to the list of problems we had when she got back. And well, as promised, the next morning I woke up to the sound of the door closing. My wife was back from her trip, and all I wanted to do was go back to sleep, but there was a conversation to be had. She came upstairs and found me sitting on the bed. I remember she gave a super awkward smile as she pushed her suitcase into the corner. How was the meet and greet? Did you meet Nolan? I tried to say it with as little tone as possible, but I'm sure some of it came through. The meet and greet was nice. Yes, I met him, along with some others from the cast. It was nice to see those people in real life. I'm glad you got to have that experience. Now we need to. Before I could finish my sentence, she interrupted me, tears starting to well up in her eyes. I know. Honey, I'm so sorry. I should have asked if you were okay with me going, instead of just deciding to go on my own. It wasn't fair to you. I was upset about how things had gone before. That's why I didn't answer your calls, but I'm so sorry about that. About the calls last night, Susie and I went to a bar and I left my phone, so I didn't know you had called. Honestly, her apologizing disarmed me, because that wasn't typical of her at all, but even though it should have made me feel better, something didn't sit right. Still, I decided to set it aside to think about later. I asked if I could see some of the pictures she had taken, and she happily agreed. That's when I noticed a red flag. While looking for the photos, she tilted the phone slightly, so I couldn't see the screen clearly. It was subtle, but I'm sure it was intentional. Only after opening a photo did she let me see the one she had taken, including some of her smiling next to Nolan, but she was the one holding the phone and swiping through the images. If you have a Samsung Galaxy, you'll know that when you're in the gallery and swipe between photos, a top bar appears with thumbnails of all the images and videos in that folder. I saw something there. It was tiny, but it looked like a large patch of skin, like a section of a naked body. I don't think she noticed it when showing me the photos, and I couldn't really say for sure what I was seeing. What was clear is that this image came chronologically after the convention events. I let her continue showing me the pictures until she finished, saying the expected things, that Nolan was handsome, that she was glad she met her favorite actor, blah blah. But I already knew what I had to do. When she was done, I encouraged her to go take a shower to freshen up, and she agreed with a big smile. As soon as I heard the water running, I immediately grabbed her phone and went to her gallery. There was a video, the last file in the gallery. I played it right away. It started in a dimly lit room. It looked like a hotel room with warm lighting. Someone was near the camera, and voices could be heard, but I couldn't turn up the volume because I didn't want her to hear me. The person near the camera seemed to be adjusting it, and once they set it down stably, they moved away. It was my wife. She was naked. She lay down on the bed as if waiting for something. Suddenly, the voices became a little clearer, and someone else came out of the bathroom. He was also naked, and I didn't even need to see his face clearly to know it was Nolan. He approached my wife and got on the bed. The video was 11 minutes long, but I had to stop it. I couldn't watch anymore. I quickly sent it to my own phone, deleted all evidence from hers, and left the house. I didn't know where I was going, but my head was spinning and my heart was pounding a mile a minute. I walked for about 20 minutes until I decided it was time to watch the full video. It was horrible. Is there anything worse than seeing your wife screwing some actor you can't stand because she's obsessed with him? How did she actually get the chance? Did he hit on her? Was he really attracted to her? What was happening? I had a headache and felt shattered. There was nothing I could have done differently, and I understood that. I wasn't very clear on what I was going to do next, but I knew I had to get a divorce. That was obvious, even to a fool. Being cheated on hurts, but it literally could have been with anyone else in the world, and it wouldn't have hurt as much. That's when I knew I had to get revenge and make her hurt. So, eventually, I went back home. I told her I'd gone for a walk because I felt dizzy and tried to act as normal as possible. It's been a week since I found out everything, and she's been exceptionally cheerful. Every time she smiles while looking at her phone, I don't know if she's chatting with Nolan or who, but I've become very paranoid. I'm tired of feeling this way. I need her to hurt as much as I do now, and that's why I need help. I'm drawing a blank on what exactly I can do. I'd love to hear some twisted plans I can realistically carry out. Any suggestions are welcome. At least you guys know now why she was so eager to go to the meet and greet. I guess it wasn't just for autographs and selfies, huh? Who knew conventions were such great networking events for extramarital affairs? Nothing says revenge like hitting her where it hurts most, her wallet. Plus, imagine her face when she realizes her little slip-up will cost her half of everything. Update 1. Hey everyone. It's been a few weeks since my last post, but I have some updates on how things have developed. I read every comment on my original post, and I have to say, thank you all for helping me. My mind was clouded, but I found clarity. So here it goes. The first thing I did was contact a divorce lawyer. A close friend went through a messy divorce, but came out on top, so he recommended his lawyer. We started working immediately. Next, I called Susie, my wife's close friend. I asked her to meet, and she agreed. We met at a bar. Susie, well, let's just say she gets around. Part of me wanted to sleep with her just to ruin her friendship with my wife, but it wasn't the time. Maybe it never will be. The point of the meeting was to see if she knew anything about what had happened between my wife and Nolan. Susie was the most likely to have information. She also likes to drink, so as long as someone else is buying the rounds, it's easy to get her talking. We had a few drinks. She had many more than I did. After some small talk, she was completely drunk. I told her I was planning to surprise my wife with a designer bag and asked what she would recommend. She started rambling about Chanel and Hermes. I didn't care about the details. It was just to make her comfortable. When I noticed she was pretty drunk, I made my move. Susie, my wife told me everything. I know she slept with Nolan, that actor. How did that happen? I'm just curious. At first, she refused to tell me anything. She took another drink, swayed in her seat, and then blurted out that my wife had been overly flirtatious with Nolan and passed him a note with her number. My wife is attractive, and even though I hate her now, I can admit that. Apparently, she waited until later, and Nolan texted her with just the name of a hotel and the room number. More famous actors probably wouldn't do something so stupid, but Nolan isn't a big name in Hollywood. And about the video, did he know she recorded it? That was one of my suspicions. Nolan maybe didn't know he was being recorded. That had a lot of potential. Susie was a bit surprised to see how much I knew. She was probably surprised my wife had told me. But yes, she confirmed that she recorded it secretly. She also told me my wife had shown it to some of her friends. That enraged me. My wife was basically turning into a porn star for her friends, but I knew I'd be taking out the trash soon. I recorded the whole conversation with Susie and called an Uber to take her home. Hopefully, she wouldn't remember any of it in the morning. I was doing my best not to raise suspicion with my soon-to-be ex-wife. Too soon. Eventually, the lawyer told me everything was ready, so one night, while we were watching Nolan's stupid show, I told my wife I wanted a divorce. She literally choked on the soda she was drinking, coughing for almost a minute before calming down. She looked at me almost hysterically, asking if I was kidding. I told her I wasn't. I thought I had prepared myself for that moment, but it was extremely uncomfortable. I didn't want to reveal everything I knew yet. In the end, I couldn't stand her questions and her crying, so I left the house. She called me 21 times that night, but I didn't answer any of them. The next morning, I coordinated with the lawyer to have the divorce papers served to her at work. Needless to say, it was very embarrassing for her. After receiving confirmation that she had been served, I went back home. When she returned, it was clear she had been crying for hours. She approached me, knelt in front of me, and started sobbing uncontrollably, trying to say something that only came out as incoherent babbling. It was agonizing. It lasted 20 minutes. Every time I pushed her away, she cried harder. Finally, I firmly asked her to go upstairs and pack her things. She kept crying and saying how sorry she was, that it had been a mistake. When I heard that part, I laughed and pushed her away. She looked at me sadly, and I left the room. Within a few hours, she was packed and out of the house. Apparently, she's staying with Susie, who, even if she remembers anything from that night, surely isn't going to confess she told me everything. The only thing left is for the divorce to be finalized. I still have a few tricks up my sleeve, but I need everything to be officially over first. Hopefully, I won't lose interest in revenge by then. We'll see. Friends, calling Susie to get the information was a genius move. Who knew a little alcohol could loosen so many secrets? And serving her the divorce papers ice cold was like dropping a bomb. Update 2. It feels like an eternity, but it's been less than a year. I'm finally back with what should be the final update, and boy, is it a good one. We finalized the divorce, and it's a process I wouldn't want to go through again. There was a lot of back and forth, many deadlocks, and a ton of stress, but it's finally over. I'll have to pay alimony, but fortunately, her infidelity, which she denied badly and I could easily prove, made the payments much lower. Plus, the terms won't last long. During the process, I also exposed Susie and everything she had told me. It was like rubbing salt in my wife's wound. A lot of money was divided, but I got to keep the house after an annoying and lengthy battle, which was more than enough for me. And here's where the fun part begins. I saved that video from the moment I got it off her phone. Nolan might be a C-list actor, but he's still famous, and there's nothing Hollywood loves more than gossip. Who did I go to first? TMZ. I told them what I had and made sure to maintain my anonymity as much as possible, although I don't think they reveal their sources. I'm not used to the tabloid lifestyle, so I was as careful as possible. Once I proved I had what I claimed to have, I spoke with a TMZ journalist and even made some money, not a lot, but not a little either. I reloaded the TMZ site like 100 times, waiting for them to publish the story. It didn't come out that same day, but eventually, it appeared on their website. My favorite part, the nickname they gave my ex. Everyone wanted to know who the mystery woman who slept with Nolan was, and they made it clear Nolan didn't know he was being recorded. Using the same burner email I used to contact them, I sent the link to the article to my ex-wife's personal email. At that point, all I could do was wait, especially since I wasn't going to see her reaction directly, or so I thought. Until 2 days later, she knocked on the door of the house. She looked unhinged and kept repeating, "I know it was you. Admit it." I kept playing dumb, but in an exaggerated way, because I wanted her to know it wasn't just karma or some universal force punishing her. No, I needed her to know it was me. I could almost see the exact moment she realized I was faking it. It was like she shattered inside. She lunged at my neck, scratching and hitting. I fell from the force, but it wasn't hard to get her off me. Luckily, a neighbor saw everything. Her whole outburst attracted attention, and the police arrived in minutes. Yes, I pressed charges, and it was incredibly satisfying. Most of her family lives in other states, and she and Susie had ended their friendship, so I hope she had a hard time finding someone to pay her bail. Anyway, the assault charge was just the icing on the cake. I didn't plan it, but what really made the difference was the court case for illegal recording. She recorded Nolan without his consent, and although she wasn't the one who leaked the video, it only existed because she recorded it illegally. The case dragged on, especially because Nolan asked for punitive damages for the harm the leak caused his career. Apparently, he lost a role in a young adult movie franchise because of the scandal, which made me feel good. It's no surprise that Nolan's lawyers were much more sophisticated than what my ex could afford. She got a lot of my money, but I loved watching her squander it dealing with the consequences of her actions. Every update I received on the case, whether in her favor or against her, brought me joy. One headline even called her groupie. It was fun. To sum up, she had to spend 2 months in jail and pay a $1,000 fine. From my point of view, she got off lightly, but I'm entitled to be vengeful, right? Well, folks, now that everything has calmed down and she's in prison, I feel much better and completely satisfied. All I can say is, If you see signs that you're being cheated on, run and don't look back. And if you can get revenge in the process, don't pass up the opportunity. That's all from me. Take care. If you liked it, don't forget to leave a comment and support the channel by subscribing. See you in the upcoming stories.